We're learning Masechet Ksubis, Daf Peites Amad Aleph. We are starting the Mishnah at the end of Daf Peites Amad Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Hetzia get ve'in imoy ksuba. She comes to collect the ksuba, and she doesn't have a ksuba, but she has a get. She says, look, I'm divorced. I didn't get my ksuba yet. Give me my ksuba. The halacha is goiva ksuba. So she collects a ksuba. She doesn't have a paper ksuba. She's not a ksuba. So Rashi explains, because the Tanai Bezdin, it's really a Mishnah before, that even if we add a ksuba, since the Tanai Bezdin is that someone gets divorced, gets a ksuba, so she gets a ksuba. He's tining, he paid up. The halacha is that you can't tine a kenegat a Maisa Bezdin. Tanai Bezdin is called a Maisa Bezdin, and the Mishnah B'Metzia says, Atoinach a Maisa Bezdin, loyama klum, and therefore, he has to pay the ksuba. But the Mishnah says, ksuba ve'ini maget, she walks the Bezdin with a ksuba, she says she's divorced, but she doesn't have a get. Here in Meres, she says, Avad Giti, I lost my get. Vahu Amar, he says, Avad Shaiver, I paid you up already, and I lost my Shaiver. Why do I have a Shaiver even? Because, look, what are your Shaiver? You ripped up the get. So he says, because I was worried you're going to collect the ksuba then after my death. Therefore, I have a Shaiver. We have a Shaiver. So what's happening here? She walks in with a ksuba, and she doesn't have a get. Now, where's the get? So we're worried. What happened really was, she collected with the get, or at a ksuba. She came in before, like we saw in the beginning of the Mishnah. You let her come with a get, at a ksuba, and say, well, they asked, what happened to the ksuba? I lost it. So you collect the ksuba. Why? Because you have a get. So what do they do to prove? So what they do is, they rip up the get. They make a rip in the get, and they show that this get now cannot collect another ksuba. That's what they do. Here, now, she found her ksuba, or she always had this plan. She takes out a ksuba, different place, and she wants to collect her ksuba. But she doesn't have a get. So he said, where'd you get? It must be they paid you the ksuba already. No, she says, I lost it. So he also says that, by the way, first I paid you, and not only that, I had a shaver. Why did I have a shaver? Because even if I rip up the get, Lamaisi still collected again. How? After he dies, we'll say, look, he died, and Maisa Bezin says, and my Bezin says, Yichayev ksuba. So therefore, I have a receipt set up. And he said, they lost the receipt. So who's believed in this case? So we'll see in a second, the halacha is he's believed. And what's the reason? Because that's a major reyesa. You don't have a get, hey, planning to get remarried. That you don't have a get is a major reyesa, is a major strike against you, against the isha, and we think that really she got paid up. So that's the halacha that there you can't collect. So, ksuba ve'inim a get, he emerges of a git, of a shivri, or another case, v'chim ba'achayiv, so heard you start chayiv, ve'inim a prosbul, or a ba'achayiv who takes out a note saying you owe me money. But he doesn't have a prosbul. It's right after Shemitah. He has no prosbul. So we tell him, what do you mean? The Shemitah was Meshamit. Shemitah part of the Chayv. So if he doesn't have a prosbul, Hare il lo yifru. Halach is, you don't get paid. You can't collect with this. The Isha can't collect, and the Bachayv can't collect either. Agav, by the way, Lagavik, we're not getting the prosbul here, but the Gemara in Gittin brings down Machlokes Tanayim about this. And we pass, if you don't have your prosbul, Halach is, you believe to say you have a prosbul. And the reason is because it's so easy to write a prosbul, it doesn't make sense. Like, Shavak het Heirav Asa Esura. No person in the right mind will try to collect something. It's so easy to write a prosbul. Therefore, we pass, that you don't have to have, that you believe you're having the paper prosbul. But upon him, we're not going to concentrate on the first part of the Mishnah that says that if you ksuba ve'inim a get, the halacha is that she is not believed to collect with it because she's missing the get. Assuming we lay mer minasakana ve'ilech isha goyvik sivasa shloiva get v'achayiv goyva shloiva prosbul. After the sakana was a time when the people were the goyim were goyzer on mitzvahs, and they were scared to keep anything that's Jewish document around. Therefore, they used to, right away after they got rid of the evidence, they didn't want the goyim to see it. So therefore, here it's not a chasar, it's not a reyes that she's missing her get, because they didn't keep the get around, or a prosbul around. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah says that after that, she is believed and she collects the ksuba even without the get. So that's our Mishnah. So in the first concentrate, in the first line of the Mishnah, and then we're going to ask from the second part of the Mishnah. So the first line of the Mishnah says, "Hetzia get ve'inim ksuba goyiv ksubasa." She walks in with a get. Where's your ksuba? I don't have a ksuba. I lost it. So halacha is you collect the ksuba. So zok the Gemara, "Shema mino kois min shayver." We see from here that mechayiv the guy who collects the money to keep a shayver, to keep a shayver. That the guy who paid the money to keep a shayver. That's what we see. There's a machlokes every time you have a bachayv. You have a bachayv, you have the borrower and the lender. So the halach is that the borrower, if you want the arm, the borrower could say, I am, the borrower, the lender could say to the borrower, I am not paying you back until you give me the star. I don't want to pay you back until you give me the star, because I don't want you to collect it again. The other man, the Yama, says, no, I don't have to give you the star. I'll give you a receipt. We'll give you a receipt that I got paid. I'll give you a receipt. What's the difference? The difference is now, the guy has to hold on to the receipt. The guy who paid up, the lender, has to hold on to the lender has to hold on to the receipt. The borrower. The borrower has to learn to hold on to the receipt. The loiva has to hold on to the receipt to prove that he got paid up. If he takes the star back and rips it up, everything's good. But here, the shayver means he has to hold on to, and he has to make sure to watch him from the achbarim. Is the machlokes right? Kaisim shayver or not? Was that clear? Was that clear? I say this again. The machlokes is like this. Okay, we have here. We have to make his names to make it easier. Okay, Reuven lends money to Shimon. Okay, lends money to Shimon. Okay, a month later, he comes to collect from Shimon. Shimon says, "Okay, I have the money to pay you, but give me back the star." Reuven says, "I don't want to give back the star." So what do we do now? So Reuven says, "I'll write you a receipt that I got payment." So Shimon now, in order to prove he paid, he has to keep the shaver around. Does that work or not? Because Shimon demand the star or not? That's the machlokes. Is koisim shaver, not koisim shaver. What?
Right before,
we had
the shliach, and he's
chayav,
the machlokes,
right. Because
he didn't get back the...
Right, because there he should ask the star back. We pass like that. We pass in koisim shaver. So the question over here is, we pass in, you don't koisim shaver, we pass in that you have to, that you could demand the star back. So the question is over here, she here brought out a get, we had a ksuba, let the husband say, I am not paying you till you give me a ksuba. We pass in koisim shaver. So until you give me a ksuba, too bad. You lost it? Okay, I feel bad for you. Till I get the ksuba, I ain't paying. That's what I'm saying. It must be, we hold, that you can't demand that. That's koisiv and shaiver. The Isha says, what do you mean? I'll write you a receipt. Shemamina koisiv and shaiver. The ain't koisiv and shaiver lechosh. We should be worried. Dilma mafka leksubas. So she'll pull out a ksuba later on when she finds it. But Gavi Bon, she'll collect again with it. To the Torah says, he must write a shaiver. And he can't demand to get the ksuba. So tomorrow has different truths to this kasha, because we know we pass in the ain koisvim shayver. Amarav b'makom she'ain koisvim ksuba askinon. We're talking about in a place where they don't write a ksuba. In a place where they don't write a ksuba, they have no choice but to write a shayver. There were places where you soymech on tanai bezim, which means every marriage you knew that if they get divorced, they have to pay a ksuba, and even without a ksuba, they collect the ksuba. So there, you have no choice; you have to write a shayver. How else are you going to prove that you paid up? So there you had to write a shayver. That was the case in our Mishnah. Haitzia get ve'inim ksuba means a case where a place where you didn't write ksubas. So there, go even ksuba, because then it's yafshir. In place of yafshir, you have to write a shayver. That's one terence. V'shmul amar, it could be makom shekoyis m'ksuba. I've makom shekoyis m'ksuba. There also, we have a salacha that you let her collect the ksuba. So frek the gemara v'shmul koyis m'shayver. So what do? You write a shayver? I, we pass, you don't write shayver. Amar rab onon, leave a fire shayver there v'shmul. That they explain me Shmuel Shita like this. But Malkoim, when I say what he explained, then we'll explain how it fits to our Mishnah. But Malkoim Shein Kaisvin, in a place where you don't write a ksuba, but Amma Kasafti, and he says, I wrote a ksuba. What do you mean like this? There's a place not writing ksuba. She comes collecting her ksuba, and he says, I want the paper ksuba. So we say, well, we don't write ksuba in this place. But he says, no, in this case, I wrote her a ksuba. I want that ksuba back. But Amma Kasafti, I love Lahavi Raya. He has to bring a Raya that he wrote the ksuba, and then he can demand the ksuba. Let's say it's a place where they write ksubas. And she comes to collect. And she says, "Like kosovli Allah, like kosovli." They didn't write me a ksuba. Allah lavi raya. She has to bring a raya. And so Rashi explains, our mishnah is talking about a case where she brought a raya that there was no ksuba. Itziya get for any of my ksuba doesn't mean she lost the ksuba. It means itziya get. She took out the get and she brought a raya that they never wrote her a ksuba when we got married. So there, she collects the ksuba even without any ksuba, because they don't write ksuba in this place. Are you worried she might pull it out again? She brought a raya, didn't write a ksuba. So not worried about anything. You don't have to write a shayver either. You're going to make a rip on the get and finish. Everything is good. So therefore, Shmuel learns Pshana Mishnah, Hitziya get in a ksuba, goy v'ksubas, is not because you write a shayver. The reason is because we're not worried she's going to pull out the ksuba again somewhere else. Because There's no other ksuba. Shout like this. They were not worried she'd collect again with the get, because once she collects the get, we give a rip in the get. We rip up the get. And we'll see later on in the Gemara, she can still use it to get remarried, because they make a rip in it, and that rip shows that the ksuba was collected. But the question was, she might pull out a ksuba again. That's the Masi Rat Shaver. So the terrence of the Gemara is, it's in a place where you don't write, according to Rav, places you don't write a ksuba. So there's no kshash to take another ksuba,
what? You have to have a ksuba.
No, you don't have to have a ksuba. Tanai Bez is enough. You don't have to have a ksuba. Lamaisa, the Mishnah about this.
What would help the rip in the
get? What? What?
Has the rip in the get?
Right. Right. So the case is she'll claim she doesn't have the get. She'll claim she doesn't have the get. Are you asking in a case that they won't, still the Mishnah says they don't collect, that I didn't speak this out? Well, how's she going to collect again with a ksuba? We said in our Mishnah, ksuba ve'in ima get. Ksuba ve'in ima get, you can't collect. That's what we said in our Mishnah. That's even to ask. So Rashi explains that the question is, because after Misa, we don't need a get. You should be able to collect. You don't need a get. After Misa, say, I never got my ksuba. And here's my ksuba. I'll show you. I have my ksuba here. So that's always worried. So there's two truths in the kasha right now. Rav says it's a place they don't write a ksuba. So not worried, so pull out a ksuba anytime. Finished. Shmuel says, even a place where they write a ksuba, the case was here that she brought a riot that they didn't write her a ksuba. And since they didn't write her a ksuba, so therefore, didn't say write her a ksuba, therefore we're not worried, she'll pull it out again. So therefore, we don't have to say she wrote a shaver. We don't want a place where she didn't have a ksuba, and therefore we can give her a collection just with her get. Now, the Ritual speaks out that Rav would argue on this, because Rav would hold the since it's a place they wrote a ksuba, maybe they wrote a ksuba later on in the marriage, and that no one knows about. That's what we're worried about. Block upon him, that's how Rav and Shmuel learn our mission now. And the Gemara says, V'af Rav Hadabai. Rav, afterwards, was Chayzer, and he had a new pshat in our Mishnah. And he says, Dama Rav, Be'im Mokosh Chayzvim, Mokosh and Chayzvim, Get goyve ikker ksuba, get goyve ikker ksuba goyve tesefes. B'chol ha'roitz el ha'ashav yav yashav. Okay, answer, try to slog up the pshat. What's pshat in Rav? Rav's like this. That there's always two parts of a ksuba. You have the ksuba, which is man of the Messiah, then you have an itesefes. So Rav says, no matter what, get goes ahead and collects ikker, ksuba only collects tesefes. So we're not worried about anything. What are we worried about? When she pulls out the get, she gets the ikker. Let's say she'll pull out a ksuba a different time. That ksuba only collects tesefes. So therefore, we're not worried that they're going to recollect again. We're not worried she's going to recollect again. That's how he says. He says, our Mishnah, we're talking about Messiah, Makos and Kaisvim, because if you pull out the get without a ksuba, when it says our Mishnah without the ksuba meant, you had the ksuba, you just didn't pull it out. So there you go, you have the ikker, and it's Mana Messiah, and that's all you collect, not the sefes. And when you pull out the ksuba without the get, you go over the sefes, and not the ikker, because we're Chayshish, maybe she already collected Alpi the get, and therefore, and we'll see exactly what happens after Misa, and we'll ask Akasha, Rav later on, back upon him. That's how Rav says Pshat. So the Gemara doesn't have a few kashas on Rav. So upon him now, the final Pshat like this. You have Shmuel's Pshat is that we're talking about a case where we knew, even in Makom Chayisim, she brought a riot, she didn't have a ksuba, therefore we let her collect the get, not worried she'll pull out the ksuba again after Misa, because she doesn't have a ksuba. And Rav is saying that it's not a problem, because the get collects the ikker, and the ksuba collects the sefes, and you can't overlap at all. So the Gemara, Tanan, it says in our Mishnah right afterwards, Ksuba v'inim aget. The next part of our Mishnah says that if she pulls the rips out of ksuba, no get. We said it's a ray itself. She doesn't have a get. So he embarrassed Avad Giti. She says, "What do you mean? I lost my get. What do you want from me?" V'amal Avad Shoyvri. I lost my Shoyvri. V'chein b'chayiv shoyt shtachayiv v'inim aprosbul harei lo yifru. The loch is both these cases she can't collect a ksuba. So Mishnah Mishmuel, what's the case? Mukal amakom she'ein koisvim. Fish Shmuel, you can't say it's a makom she'koisvim ksuba, because if it's a makom she'koisvim ksuba, so then, he never would have paid without taking the ksuba. He can't say, Avad Shoivri, because the Makom Shekoyis the ksuba, he can't taina, according to Shmuel, that I paid it up. Why? Because the Makom Shekoyis the ksuba, we assume he wrote a ksuba, and he should have demanded the ksuba back. And since she has the ksuba, she will be able to collect. So we have to say the case is Makom Shein Koisvin. It was a Makom Shein Koisvin ksuba. Va'amar, and he said, he was claiming right away, he said, Kasafti, I wrote the ksuba, give me back the ksuba. The Amri, that we tell him, I see raya. Because since the makom she'ein koyis ksuba, he has to bring the raya that he wrote a ksuba. If you learn I see raya, I'm reading Zilpare. And if you don't have a raya, pay. So what happened was, it was a tzia get v'inim a ksuba in that story. And he said, what do you mean, I wrote a ksuba, give me back ksuba. She says, what do you mean, he didn't write me a ksuba. And he said, I did write a ksuba. And he has to bring a raya, he couldn't bring a raya. Even though that was a truth, Taka. He couldn't write it, but he paid up the ksuba, even without her ksuba. Now, she pulls out a ksuba again. Now, she goes again to a different place, and she brings out a ksuba. And he doesn't have a shaver, and she's claiming, so they ask, where's her get? She says she lost her get. So there, the halacha is, you don't believe her. Why not? Because the reyesa. She's missing her get. She's missing her get, and that's a reyesa. And we have a plausible story for him, why he didn't take the ksuba back, because he wasn't believed. It was a makom shen kaisvim. So that's why the mishnah is very understandable, lefi Shmuel. Since the makom shen kaisvim, so therefore he didn't pull back the ksuba, because no one believed him there was a ksuba. And now she pulls out a ksuba out of get, we believe him, because we is her get. It must be they paid her per ksuba and they ripped up her get. That's what it gets missing. So we understand the mishnah very well, lefi Shmuel. El Rav, but lefi Rav, what's the problem here? When she pulls out a ksuba in a get, what's the problem? Ksuba collects tesefes, and get collects ikr. So here, you have a ksuba, let her collect tesefes. What's the problem? El Rav, need the ikr loy gavya, tesefes me, let her collect tesefes. We're saying, according to Rav, it's nothing to do with to kaisvim, function kaisvim. The facts of the matter is that the ksuba collects tesefes. Here you have a ksuba. And you're not worried she already collected it, because you can't collect tesefes without a ksuba. A get only collects ikr, according to Rav. So what's the problem? Why can't we collect? What's Rafi Rav? Rav Yosef, Sham, the case why she can't collect the ksuba is because there was no Ede Gerishin over here. And he could have said, I never divorced you. He could have said, I know I never divorced you. So he has a migud, could have said, and they won't have to pay a penny. He could say, I divorced you. I already paid you ksuba. So that's the nemanus. The nemanus is amigu that he could have said, I never divorced you. And that's why he's nemanus to say, I'm not paying you ksuba, I paid you ksuba already. Freitim Arakasha, Amidik Tony Sefer, it says in the Sefer, Shimon Miller Omer, Menaskona Ve'elech, after the Sakona, when they don't keep the documents around, Isha Goyev Ksuba, so shall I get. You can collect the ksuba without a get, and Bachar shall I prosbul. So it has to be they have an Ede Gerishin askin. It has to be they have Ede Gerishin, because how do you collect if not? The Lek Ede Gerishin, my Gavya, how are you collecting? So the Mishnah of Shimon is arguing on that part. Obviously, when Edim, so how can you say race when Edim? So Mara says the answer is like this. You have to say, explain Pshat Mishnah like this. According to Rav, you don't pay. There's no Edi Gerishin. Therefore, he has a migu to say I paid everything up already. But if there are Edi Gerishin, then the halacha is. Gaviyat the sefes, you collect the sefes. Why? Because you have ksuba and you have eidi gerishin. So you collect the sefes. That works. The ikur, it depends. Imaf kegita gaviyah, but lemakit la gaviyah. It depends if you have the get or not. And zokter shem gamil mesakon veilech. Avu lemaf kegita, you still gaviyah because you threw it out. Shem gamil emer mesakon veilech. Ishu gaviyah ksuba shloi veget v'achayv shloi prosbul. That after sakona, when the people throw out the Jewish documents, the ishu gaviyah shloi veget v'achayv shloi prosbul. So we're saying for Rav. The pshat like this, fi rav, be'etzem, in every case, you walk out, come with a get, you get the ikr. You come with the ksuba, you get the sefes. There's an exception to the rule that if there's no eidei gerishin, since he has a migu, he could have said, I never divorced you, therefore he won't pay with the ksuba. Obviously, she has a get, she gets the ikr anyway, because she has a get. But if you have no eidim to the gerishin, so then you won't pay with the sefes. But if you have eidei gerishin, then the ksuba alone will collect the sefes. And there's no problem over here that you think you're double dipping. Why not? Because you only collect ikka with a get. And now you have a ksuba, you only collect the sefer, so they're not gonna go into each other. They're both two separate collections, and therefore we're not worried about that. And Shmuel is holding the mishnah, we said, for Shmuel to hold the mishnah, that the only time we give her really with the get alone is b'makom that she doesn't have a ksuba, and therefore we're not worried she'll pull out another ksuba.